Hello, welcome to Module 8, English Composition 1101. As in the past modules, we'll start out with an overview of what's required in this module, and then we'll go on to some specific recommendations for the writing. So first of all, let's take a look at Module 8, and keep in mind that this is the module that contains your midterm. So for this module, read chapter 15 in steps. Then take a proctored, timed, 1-hour writing exam. An approved proctor in a secure environment must administer the exam. Details of the proctored exam are included in your original course packet. Now pull out your PDA and view the classed video on punctuation. Complete the practice test on punctuation practice, the comma. Complete the practice test on punctuation practice, colon, semicolon, quotation marks, and apostrophe. Complete the mastery test on punctuation. It is highly recommended at this point that you mail or email the final copies of your expository essay 1 and your expository essay 2 to your professor for feedback. Your professor will evaluate both essays, make comments, and will return them to you to guide for future revision. Your professor will evaluate both essays, make comments, and will return them to you to guide future revision. If you are not able to submit these two essays to your professor, then, based on the comments from the peer review and your own responses written in your journal to the two sets of reviewing your progress questions, please revise, edit, and polish either of your two expository essays. This new revised copy of either expository essay will become your second graded essay in your writing portfolio. Now let's take a look at the writing itself, and let's think about multiple strategies. Think of multiple strategies for describing projects, explaining causes, arguing strengths, deflecting opposing arguments, contrasting it to other options, citing similar examples, and explaining long-term or big-picture aspects. What we're talking about, in essence, is using multiple strategies to develop a paper that has projects or it has multiple purposes. So if you have a project that you need to write about, how do you choose the best strategy? Do you find that real or hypothetical illustrations are helpful? Do you find that a step-by-step procedural explanation is useful? Or do you find that aligning or juxtaposing subjects to something else is helpful? How about an extended explanation of meaning? Is that profitable? Other strategies that you might use when you're writing an expository essay could be division and classification, a causal analysis, argument or taking a position, description and details, narrative, telling a story. All these are strategies for writing a paper, an expository essay. Now, as usual, there are problems to avoid. Avoid overkill. If you decide to use multiple strategies in a particular essay, avoid a hodgepodge of information that runs in too many directions. Also, organize logically. If you decide multiple strategies are the most appropriate way to go, organize them in a logical way. Thank you for listening to an overview of Module 8. For a review of what is required for this module, please go back to the beginning of this recording and listen again. Thank you, and I am your virtual guide.